This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. When the pandemic forced schools to close and learning to move online last year, it brought a lot of change to the businesses supplying schools. Nika Brown, founder and CEO of a school notebook company, Innovation Supplies Worldwide in Louisiana, saw her sales drop 60%, but she's hoping now for a strong back-to-school season this fall. She works with artists to produce school notebooks with covers that go way beyond dog, sun, soccer ball. Our back-to-business series here on the Marketplace Morning Report is focused on minority-owned businesses trying to move out from under pandemic, and she joins us from Lafayette, Louisiana. Ms. Brown, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So when the pandemic hit and schools went remote, I can't imagine that was good for your business, selling paper notebooks and things like that. What happened to you?
Yeah, it was not good at all. A lot of teachers were not passing out in-person assignments, so a lot of parents were not buying school supplies and, you know, let their kids do everything through laptops, which I feel like is not necessarily the best way to go, because now kids are not getting the correct levels of handwriting experience that they should be getting. And it almost seems as if that's become a dinosauric method, if you will, to write things down on paper.
I know, right? I mean, like, when you got out of the service and were considering different businesses to get into, you would have thought, look, one sure thing is that every August people need to buy paper notebooks for school. And yet we're living in a weird time.
Absolutely. That was one of the first things that I felt like solidified my career choice, was that I knew every August this was going to be my year to shine and carry it forward into the next year. But now, as everything's transferring to digital, it seems as if I've had to give that uphill fight for keeping tradition alive.
Now, students are going back this time around. Are you seeing a pickup?
I am. I'm seeing a pickup, but I'm also seeing that a lot of students and parents and teachers alike are still hesitant to leave the digital altogether. And so that's where I come in and advocate for there still being a note-taking presence as well as a digital presence.
So how do you make that case? How do you interact? You go through teachers or do you go through families?
I feel as if I need to just make the case on our social media platforms. And then also, like you said, talking to the students and talking to the teachers and the parents. So going to some of the parent-teacher organization meetings that they have and just advocating and letting them know that this is a beneficial aspect for the students to record their cognitive thoughts on paper.
You refer to your military service. You spent 9 years in the Army?
Yes, as a human resources specialist. And then the last 3 years of those 9 years, I served in the 82nd Airborne Division, jumping out of airplanes.
And you emerged with a disability?
Yes, I had several traumatic brain injuries that resulted in me having to leave the military early. I had executive functioning that had been impacted from the concussions, working memory problems, and sound and light sensitivity. So being in a cubicle all day with fluorescent lights just wasn't cut out for me anymore.
Even now, how are you feeling now?
Now I feel better because I'm able to take the rest breaks that I need. And so I listen to my body, I listen to my brain. When I know that I need to shut down for a few hours and get some rest or step away from the computer screen, I do absolutely that, and I feel no guilt behind it.
Ms. Brown, what do you need most right now as a business owner?
What I would need most right now, I feel like, are quality connections. I don't feel as if, being a military veteran, my voice has much influence in the community. As a single mother, I feel as if a lot of people in the community look at me as if they don't think that single mothers should be entrepreneurs. And also funding. I've been fundraising for the last 5 years for my business, and I've only raised $3,000. And so to be a manufacturer, you need more than $3,000 to get a leg up in this America right now.
I know that you're focused in the Louisiana area, but can you take business from elsewhere?
Yes. So our company is online, innovativesupplies.net. And one of the most important things that I do is I work with artists around the world. and I showcase their art onto the covers of these notebooks by giving them a portion of the proceeds. And so I not only sell to customers around the world, but I work with artists around the world.
Because when you get those notebooks, they're quite striking.
They are, absolutely. And it's amazing to see something other than a soccer ball or a dog or a cat that you're traditionally still seeing inside of stores today.
Nika Brown is the founder and CEO of Innovative Supplies Worldwide, a school supply business in Louisiana. Thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.